Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
Hi, BT. Three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Let me just clear my throat right there.
Let me clear my throat.
All right, number one, would you want to own a famous house?
A famous house that is just like an investment property or where I actually live?
No, like you live.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. No, not necessarily. No.
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea of it sounds cool. Like, oh, the house from a Christmas Story Miracle on 30th.
Or Full House in San Francisco when they used to have
exactly
that shot.
Exactly that. Or the Home Alone house.
Yeah, and the Sopranos.
The Sopranos house. So I went this weekend to go see that Sopranos house.
You see Tony picking up the paper with the slippers and
no,
the robe?
No, but now I'm assuming you've driven past this house before. Did you take any pictures or anything? Okay.
Did you?
I didn't, only because I had Sammy in the car seat and I was by myself. But I am thinking that maybe I could go reenact, one of the seats or whatever, take a picture.
Reenact a scene? Where you throw an empty orange juice container at your wife? Yeah. No, wait, Carmella threw it at him, I think.
No, I could just walk down the driveway in the bathrobe.
Yeah,
you know,
getting the Bergen record or
the white tank top.
Star Ledger.
Yeah, exactly. But there is a sign there. It's like no loitering. Uh-huh. Violators will be. And then I was thinking, man, like, obviously, I'm not the only person to do it. And I saw another person. This was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else is driving by. It's a dead end or a cul-de-sac or whatever.
It is.
So I guess the reason behind this question is that could be annoying. It's cool in that, like, yeah, I live in this house. I walk up this driveway. I drive the driveway that was in The Sopranos. But also, I got people coming all over the place every day.
Probably. Wouldn't want that. No, I would not want that. That's intrusive. That could be dangerous as well. I mean, no, no interest in that.
That's what I mean. You think that devalues the house when they try to go to sell it?
No.
I would be annoyed to a point where, like, I don't want anybody around.
I heard it jacked up. I'd have to double check. Somebody told me that when it was put on the market. I don't want to talk out of school here, but I think it went over for $150,000 or $200,000 over the initial asking price. And this was a while ago. Like, most now, everything's going that much over the asking price, depending upon where you are.
Right, but then if the people live there this long, like, I can't deal with this anymore.
See, well, I mean, I don't know if it's the same group, if it's the same family. It might be, maybe it's changed hands. No, that does not appear. I don't want, listen, you know, you watch Knicks games in my backyard. Yeah. I want to know that I'm in the yard and nobody's snapping up looking for Sill or Big Pussy or somebody else.
But if you do buy that house, you probably should be understanding that there are going to be people that, A, want to drive by, and maybe, B, get out and take a picture.
I agree.
Would you be okay with that?
I wouldn't buy the house then. No, I wouldn't buy the house. Like, those are people, it's obviously okay with them, and they've made that predetermination.
They do have that sign up. It scared me. Like, I drove back.
Yeah, but you get scared of non-venomous snakes and birds.
I follow the rules. I'm a rule follower. Okay. It said it had the sign out there. I don't want to be prosecuted or violated.
To the full extent of the family.
So I didn't, exactly. So I didn't get out of the car, but I did drive by like three times. I was like, oh, is this the right?
Did you play the music?
Of course I did.
Did you play the music?
Of course
you
did.
Nice. Woke up this morning.
Sammy's in the back going, Disney songs. Disney songs. Going, shut up, Sammy.
Got myself a gun. Bam, 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 bam. And we'll listen to Moana in a little bit there, honey. Daddy's reenacting some crazy part of his world that he still loves.
I did. I got into the moment. Now I got to go back without her. Of course, I could really get the feel of it. Number two, it has been brought to my attention.
I'll tell you a quick sip, brother.
Yeah, yeah, good.
I have actually pumped that. So, you know, of course you do, the opening montage when he's initially going, well, before that, when he's going through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah.
I used to play the music, and I would start like the part that I love the most would just start to hit as I'm coming out of the Lincoln Tunnel going into Jersey. What a bunch of weirdos we are.
I mean, if you're going to drive past the house, you got to do it. Same thing if I go to like the Holden shop. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to do it. All right, number two. It has come to my attention that Mike Tyson is in fact going to be in studio on Friday. I don't know if that's like definite yet.
With us or with the guys down the hall?
No, with the morning show.
Okay, there you go.
And would it, like, usually I would just be like, hey, whatever, man, and moving on. But like, Mike Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
You think it would be appropriate to ask for a picture?
100%
With Iron Mike.
100%
Are you going to do it? You're here early enough. Usually, you might. I don't know what time you're going to be
probably
on.
Probably will. You know, I'm not a big jock sniffer at all. just not. But Tyson's unique, man. You know what I'd like to say? Did I ever tell you the story of the time I met Muhammad Ali? I don't think I told you this.
You might have, but go ahead. Refresh my memory.
It was at Nobu. I was on a date, right? And this was Nobu in the city. And this, if I had to take a guess, maybe 05, something like that. And the girl that I'm with, she says, "Is that Muhammad Ali?" Yeah, it is. Long story short, he's walking around the restaurant, going to the tables. It was incredibly, it was a poignant moment. And yes, I'm using the word properly, Boomer and Geo. Very poignant moment. And he's going to, he couldn't speak though, and his hands were
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Trembling, and he had, like, you know when somebody dies, you have a mask card?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't a mask card, but it was a similar size with sayings and, like, just how to live your life to be appreciative of things. Okay. And he gave it to everybody. And she's like, you know, I'm a sportscaster. She's like, you got to take a picture with him. I'm like, not in the middle of the restaurant. I don't know. Yeah. And it wasn't like the phone's like now. It was a flip phone. I don't know. It was her phone. And I remember he put, finally, I got the stones up to do it. And we're in the middle of the restaurant, and he's got his fist on my chin.
That's awesome.
No, it wasn't, because she couldn't take the picture. She was getting nervous. She's fumbling around. Now I'm starting to sweat. The whole restaurant's looking at me. Muhammad Ali's got his fist up to my... She couldn't figure out the phone. I'm telling you, it wasn't an Apple phone. It was like 2004 or 5. Like, pictures weren't as plentiful.
It still shouldn't be that difficult.
I shouldn't have been, which is why I started sweating and getting nervous. And... I can't describe this properly. I can feel an aura from Muhammad Ali that I have felt. The only thing that comes close is when I stood next to Tiger Woods and he actually hit a shot from the fairway, or actually from just off the fairway at the Buick Open back in, I don't know, 99 or so. It is a different level of encounter.
Did you get the picture?
Yes.
Okay, so you got the picture.
I broke up with her and I don't have the picture. I know. I don't have the picture.
Dude.
I know.
That's a rookie move. You got to get the pick first and then break up.
I hear you.
Was she in it?
No.
Okay.
I don't
even
want her
better.
In it.
You, exactly right.
I know.
You got to hit her up. Go on Facebook or something.
Hit her up, yeah. Hey, is your wife home? Hit her up. Dude,
yeah.
Nuts.
Find her on Facebook.
That's probably seven generations of phones ago.
Okay.
So I can have it. What, she downloaded to MySpace?
Oh, dude, that's a great memory.
I messed up. I'll take the L.
All right, so Tyson Friday.
100%. If he's here, yeah.
But
he scares me.
Yeah.
He does scare me. Like, I still feel like he could snap it.
He's still Iron Mike.
You know what I mean? I'm like, he makes me nervous still.
All right, last one here. What would you do? Let me ask it this way.
Okay.
Would you, if you caught a foul ball at a game,
mm-hmm.
give it to a kid immediately?
Yes, I would. And if I'm with my children, they get it, obviously. If I catch it, I will be a little judgmental in this sense. I will look for a child, no question. But I'm actually going to flip it to the child closest to me. I'm going to make a determination in my mind, and I'm going to find the child that I can tell loves baseball.
But then what happens if you get home and Colt's like, "Daddy, I saw you catch a foul ball. Where is it?"
Yeah, then I say, "Hey, Cole, remember when Rick Pitino sent you a 30-second message give you inspiration before your playoff game last year? Deal with it."
All right, but you
remember when Daddy took you to the World Series? You saw Volpe at a Grand Slam?
I'm just saying in general, I guess you're looking at it from your own unique perspective.
Yeah, well, how else can I look at it? What would you do?
Not be forced to give it to some other kid.
No, I wouldn't be forced. I'm not saying I would be forced. You're talking about what happened with the Phillies?
Well, of course.
With that crazy woman? That lunatic?
But then there was a video last night, I think, in the Giants game. Some adult dude, whatever, caught the ball fair and square.
Yep.
And then he went and sought out to give it to a kid, which is great.
Great. That's a beautiful thing.
Understood. But let's say that I am in that spot and I catch said ball. And I'm not like public figure, just whatever. Random person.
Okay.
Random person catches a ball, a foul ball. That person is going to be pressured into giving that ball away. What if he wants to take it home to his kids?
Screw everybody else. You should never be shamed into doing it. I didn't think that that's what you were asking me.
Well, no,
I would do it of my own volition.
Yeah.
I really would. I get a million balls. You know, but no, if you caught the ball and you weren't Sal on the radio, you were Sal at Home Depot.
That wanted to bring
maybe
it back
at that
to
point you're a manager at Home Depot. Maybe you own Home Depot at that point. You know, but nobody knows you're Sal on the radio or Sal on TV. And no way you should be shamed into giving us a take it home, give it to the door. Screw everybody else.
Well, that's my thing. It's been going on for years, even before like some of the stuff, you know, the Phillies, Karen, all that stuff.
Oh, God
it's
almighty.
Been going on forever, though.
Just get back.
Well,
get rid of her.
That was ridiculous.
Good God.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever. That was a whole ridiculous situation. All I'm saying is that there, just because it may appear that an adult catches a foul ball and wants to keep it, it may not be for him.
Agreed.
It is not that. It could also be like, hey, I got kids. You know, my nephew would love this ball. My daughter, like... You know what I'm saying?
I do. My parents not in good health. Then
whatever. Yeah,
they taught me the game, and I caught a ball with my dad 50 years ago, and I want to reciprocate. Yeah. Of course. Who is anybody else to judge? Don't get me going.
That's kind of my.
You know where I stand.
BT Zell on the Fan. All right, we'll come back. Reset down with the King topic of the day right now. Let's get you updated. Here's Andrew Bogut.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.